Opportunity occasionally comes knocking for most of us. Trouble with us Southenders, well, we don't often answer the door. You take Wild Bill, the South End String Band's former bass player. He and a couple of Yahoo buddies started up their own advertising agency down in San Francisco back in the heydays of the Grateful Dead, rented themselves an office and hired a girl Friday. Boys came back from lunch one fine California day, and their secretary Shelley said there'd been a guy in to see him, Steve somebody or other, who was starting his own company and wanted to sit down and talk publicity, promotion, advertisement, just what Wild Bill and his cohorts were in business to do. Hot damn, a client. They told Shelley to make an appointment to meet them at Bill's apartment that night. There was a 49ers game on Monday Night Football, and, well, they figured they'd mix a little pleasure with business. Their new client, no doubt, would get a kick out of drinking some beer and rooting for his home team, and maybe at halftime they could kick around some advertising strategies before the second half kickoff. Steve came by, and the boys put a beer in his hand, told him to have a seat, kick back, and enjoy the game. Well, quite a few beers later, the game being close and all, they never really got much strategizing in. Steve sipped at his beer, mostly to be friendly, but yeah, obviously, he wasn't much of a drinker, and worse, he didn't seem much interested in who won the game, or maybe he didn't even understand the damn game. Odd guy, real quiet, sober as a judge. Finally, the boys pretty much ignored him completely, and by the third quarter, Steve excused himself, thanked them for the beer, and said he should probably get on home. He had work to do. Ha ha, work to do on a Monday Night Football night. Was San Francisco playing? The boys shook their heads when he'd gone. Probably some poor gomer with a sure-to-fail business, and they were probably lucky not to waste time on a losing bet. They popped a few more brewskis and settled in for the fourth quarter. Next day, Shelley asked the bedraggled football fans how the meeting went with Steve. Okay, they said. Odd guy. Great game, though. The 49ers pulled it out in the last quarter. You want me to call Mr. Jobs back and make another appointment? Shelley asked. Nah, the boy said. Steve's on his own, and good luck to him. Ha ha. Last time I looked, Apple was the biggest company in the world. Steve did okay without the boys, and Wild Bill ended up in the South End String Band. Nobody knows what happened to Shelley.